shall cause. Father, thank you that you have before us our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在我们面前有没有体验？
And as Paul urged us to do, we can consider him.
就像这个诗歌所说的，我们可以这个思想。
We declare that Christ is the center of everything we do.
我们要宣告说，这个基督是一切事情的中心。
He's our example, he's our life.
他是我们的榜样，他是我们的生命。
And Lord Jesus, we thank you that we have a chance to share together about our journey of life with you.
我们今天谢谢你为我们预备时间，我们可以分享我们在世上和你行走的这个经历。
We want to be very open to what you are going to share with us today.
我们要向你敞开，你今天要借着我们，你要叫我们所交通的。
And we pray that we can follow your Holy Spirit's leading to share that which glorifies you and edifies each other.
但愿我们能够顺服圣灵的带领，能够交通，我们能够荣耀你的名。
We thank you that your Holy Spirit is here helping us.
我们感谢你的这个圣上灵在现在当中来帮助我们。
So we commit this time to you in Christ Jesus' name.
我们把这个时间交在你手中，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
So as you know, this is our open sharing hour.
你们知道今天是我们这个自由分享的时间。
And we'd like to encourage brothers and sisters to share from what the Lord has given you, each one of us.
我们鼓励弟兄姊妹能够交通，这个我主给我们每一个位弟兄姊妹。
And we know we try to keep our sharing 10 minutes or less, just so we can have more people share.
我们能够把这个我们的交通维持在十分钟之内，这样我们就有更多的弟兄姊妹可以上来交通。
So we hope other people consider that during the week and have something to offer.
我相信弟兄姊妹在周间的时候已经有一些思想，能够上来交通。
One encouragement the brothers thought we should make as we start our time.
就有一个我们互相的鼓励，就是这个弟兄之间所交通，就是我们在开始这个时间之前。
Is that we do want to encourage brothers and sisters to share. Feel free to share things that the Lord has shown you in His Word. That's special.
如果弟兄姐妹在主的这个话语里面有特别领受的话，这个能够分享是很特别的。So
sharing doesn't have to be a big event.
这个交通不一定是要交通很大的事情。But
it really helps us to hear when a brother or sister has received something fresh and it's really helped them.
如果我们能够从主很新鲜的领受，我们能够交通出来的话，我们能够帮助我们弟兄姊妹。And
brief sharings are very good. Brief sharing.
我们交通如果能够简短，那是更好的。So
as an example of that, I'll share first.
我就做一个例子，我来交通，我首先来交通。
Say less than 10 minutes here. I'll put the sign up.
就我有这个十分钟，我们能够控制。
But I just want to say, just as an example, I've been reading through the prophets as part of my own Bible study.
我交通的是我最近在自己在读这个先知书信。
And if we turn to Joel chapter 2, what I want to share is quite simply that as we read the word daily, especially in the Old Testament,
我要交通的是，我们每天读这个主的话，特别是在这个读旧约的时候。
Very often a small phrase or one sentence will really strike us, to our heart.
常常就是有一小段啊、就会这个抓住我们。
Maybe it's because the verse is quoted by in the New Testament.
或许是因为啊、这个新约引用啊、那个一小段的经文。
Or it just speaks to us.
或是就是因为那个话直接对我们说话了。
So, looking at Joel chapter 2 and verse 12.
我们看到约珥书第二章的第十二节。
He says, Now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning.
耶和华说，你们应当禁食哭泣，啊，悲哀一心归向我。
And the context here, by the way, is that the people in Israel had a locust invasion that had wiped out their crops.
这个背景是说，在以色列那个时候呢，有这个蝗虫的这个灾害。
And Joel was given the word to really speak to the people to say, you know, this is a sign and you should repent because this bigger judgment is about to come on Israel.
这个就这个约珥先知约珥就利用这个时候跟以色列民说你们应该悔改这是一个审判的时候。
In fact, later in this chapter, there's a famous verse about the Lord will redeem that which the locusts have eaten.
最后的时候这卷书信就是说我们的主他会赎回这个蝗虫所吃掉的。
But just looking at verse 12, the next verse, verse 13 says, as Joel hears what the Lord's saying, now he's speaking to his people around him.
我们看到十三节就是主向他说的话，他向他周遭的这个民来说。
He says, "So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and He relents from doing harm."
你们要撕裂心肠不撕裂衣服，归向耶和华你们的神，因为他有。恩典有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾。
So just two thoughts just jumped out from this verse as I read it one morning.
今天早上我思想的时候，有两个思想进到里面。
It says, "Rend your heart, not your garment."
你们要撕裂你们的心肠啊，不是你们的衣服。
And that one phrase, we hear this thing that we hear throughout Scripture, that the Lord is looking at the heart. He's not looking at the outward thing. I can show off, pretend I'm mourning, but that doesn't matter. God's always looking at the heart.
这个整本书一个重点就是说，这个我们的主是看我们的内心不是看我们的外表。
And then he says, return to the Lord, for he is gracious and merciful.
你们要归向主，因为他是有恩典有怜悯的。
Now, one reason to return to the Lord is He's about to judge them. So you return to the Lord in order to avoid punishment.
有一个归回主的这个原因就是说，这个审判即将要来到，所以我们归回主来避免这个审判。
But it's really a beautiful thing here. He's saying, return to the Lord. Why? Why return to the Lord?
但这里比较宝贵的就是说，为什么我要归向主呢？
For He is gracious and of great kindness.
是因为他有恩典，有怜悯。
So no matter the situation, no matter how bad it is, and even if I'm not going to receive something for repenting, we go to the Lord, we repent because we know He is good.
不管是怎么样，我们这个归向主不一定说我们要从他领受什么，乃是因为他是我们的主是好的。
So no matter how much we've messed up or things are going bad, we can go to Him because we know He is gracious at the heart and merciful.
不管我们把事情搞得多糟，但是我们可以来归向我们的主因为他是有恩典有怜悯的。
So nothing new there.
这个好像不是很新鲜的这些交通。
These are like gold nuggets as we study the Word, and every day we should be receiving these gold nuggets.
就像我们每天好像要从这个他的话语里面找这个金块，这个他的精义一样。
It causes us to worship on that day and sense the Lord's presence.
能够帮助我们，能够那一天就在那一天都敬拜主，我们能够 把重心啊摆在我们主上面。
And I know for me, one of the big things is that I often see how the Lord has never changed.
对于我来讲说，我的经历就是说啊，我们的主是永远不变的。
The love and mercy we see in Christ, and we know through Christ, we find that the Lord is that's His heart, and that's been shown all through history.
我们主的爱，主的怜悯啊，我们看到在历史上，他一直啊，我们的主都是这样啊。
There, I spoke too long.
Oh, 没有太长。
Sit down, Maurice. As the Lord leads.
Thank you, Maurice 弟兄，好像有很感应你好主的话。我这一次礼拜真好，正是寻求这方面的东西。
Thank you, Brother Maurice, for demonstrating us and demonstrating for us and sharing with us the words of God. So this week I was seeking before the Lord.
我叫林慧茹，江林慧茹。
So my name is Mary.
今天站在这里的身份已经是一个寡妇了。
So today I'm standing here as a widow.
感谢主呀。今天想交通，我得救三十年了，将近三十年了，从来没有像今年这样子认真读圣经过。
So I have been saved for by now 30 years, but I never read so dedicate so examine all the Bible as much as this year.
我们这里中文组有46位的弟兄姊妹，计划今年一年一遍的读经。
So with our Chinese fellowship group, we have 46 brothers and sisters together reading the Bible in a one-year plan.
那个动力就是跟不一样，因为弟兄姊妹一起读，一天读四章，然后礼拜天没读，我们就会一年就会把整本圣经读一遍。
It feels very different when all brothers and sisters are reading together. Every day we do 4 chapters and we skip Sunday, and if we do that, a whole year we can go through the entire Bible.
到昨天为止，我们已经读完了约书亚记。
So up to yesterday, we have completed the book of Joshua.
我读这次读创世纪的时候呢，是给一个很新鲜的感觉，是我以前不知道的。
So this time when I read Genesis, I had a very refreshing experience that I never have before.
Yeah, 我们都知道亚伯拉罕是我们的信心之父，是信心的父亲。
So we all know that Abraham is our father of faith.
他能够在22章的时候把他的独生爱子他所爱的以撒献上，当作那个祭的献上。
So in chapter 22, he was able to offer his beloved son Isaac as a sacrifice to the Lord.
那感谢主，这次读的时候，我发现在21章的时候。他已经把以实玛利赶走了。
But praise the Lord that this time when I read it, I realized that in chapter 21 he has already sent away Ishmael.
我们中国话都说手心是肉，手背也是肉。
So there is a saying in our Chinese that the palm of your hand and the back of your hand both are precious to you.
但是他能够在以实玛利赶走，等于说两个儿子，一个已经没有了，他还能够把以撒献上，这个就抓住了我的心。
So what touched me this time is that when he offered up Isaac, he was truly his only son because he already sent away Ishmael the previous chapter.
所以当然他是呀，其他的我不讲，真理呢弟兄们讲。Yeah.
I will leave the rest and everything else for the others to share.
呀，感谢主，我就觉得他真的是这样完全对神的爱的那个奉献，也是他生命的一个高峰他信心的高峰。
So I really see his faith and his trust in the Lord, that he was willing to make the sacrifice.
感谢主，把他不止拯救了我，也把他的话留给我。
So thank the Lord that not only he saved me, but he also left me with his words.
我走人生的道路，好像以色列百姓当时有云柱火柱来带领他们。
In my life, I am just like experiencing the same way as Israelites, that they were led by the pillars of cloud and pillars of fire.
我内住的圣灵就好像云柱一样。
So the indwelling spirit in me is like the pillar of clouds.
圣经这本主的话就像火柱一样来带领。
And the Bible is to me like a pillar of fire.
使我们有脚前的灯，路上的光。
So that it can be the lamp unto our feet.
我们能够跟随主走这个人生的旷野路。
So we can follow the Lord and walk on his way.
另外 我想交通的就是 很多对于这些 生跟死生命的问题 主的话很宝贵 安慰了我。
So another thing I want to share is a lot of words from God that touch me on the topic of life.
去年9月份 我的丈夫被主接走 安息在他那里。
So last year, September, my husband was taken and rested in the bosom of the Lord.
但是主也用他的话安慰我,除了弟兄姊妹们的安慰以外。
So aside from the comfort of brothers and sisters, the Lord also comforted me with his own words.
在罗马书14章7节那里说,
in Romans 14, verse 7,
还有8节那里, 他说,没有一个人为自己活,也没有一个人为自己死。 我们若活着是为主而活，若死了是为主而死。所以，我们或活或死，总是主的能。因此，基督死了又活了，为要做死人并活人的主。So,
so it's Romans 14, verse 7 through 9. For none of us lives to himself, or no one dies to himself. For if we live to the Lord, and if we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end, Christ died and rose and lived again, that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living. Such comforting words.
然后我简短说，还有帖撒罗尼迦前书那里也告诉我们。
Also in 1 Thessalonians.
第五章九节，或者我就简短读了，九到十节那里说，因为神不是预定我们受洗，乃是预定我们借着我们主耶稣基督得救，他替我们死，叫我们无论醒着睡着都与他同活。So
in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 9 and 10, for God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him.
感谢主，我的弟兄是睡的，我是醒着，都与我们的主同活。你看多么宝贵的救恩！
Thank the Lord that my husband, he is asleep and I am awake, but both of us together live together with him.
所以我们得了信主呢，何等感恩！我们得了永远的生命，何等安慰的话！
So such comforting words that we have such a precious life with him.
其实我还有很多话，为了时间多给弟兄姊妹们交通，我不想占太多时间。
I have many other words that the Lord has shown me, but for time's sake, I will leave the time for others to share.
很感谢主，他。 他的话能够我相信，叫我余生都不会孤单。他的话陪伴着我。Thank
the Lord that because of God's word, for the rest of my life, I will never feel alone because His word is always with me.
我们家下午2点钟的聚会，前不久也读到哥林多前书第7章，那里讲到婚姻，讲得很清楚。So
at our afternoon fellowship here, the Chinese group, we also were looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Talking about marriage, it was also very good.
很清楚各种的那个身份的那个保罗在第七章零前讲得非常清楚。
So in chapter 7, it was very clear how our roles in marriage and our Paul was very clear with every role.
对我应时的帮助，我把它画下来，并且加了点号。
So everything that touched me and applied to me, I will underline it and I put a note next to it.
那里七章三十九节说，丈夫活着的时候，妻子是被约束的。So
in verse 39 it says, a wife is bound by law as long as her husband lives.
丈夫若死了，妻子就可以自由随意再嫁，只是要嫁在这族里面的人。
But if her husband dies, she is at liberty to be married to whom she wishes, only in the Lord.
然而按我的意见，若长守节更有福气。But
she is happier if she remains as she is, according to my judgment.
我也想自己是被神的灵感动。So
I feel that I am touched by God's Spirit.
所以我把它画下来这一句，若长守节更有福气。So
I underline the part that she is happier if she remains as she is.
所以很感恩主把这本圣经公开的圣经赐给我们。
So I am so grateful that the Lord had granted us this book.
叫我无论处什么样的 任何的遭遇，主都有他的话帮助我们，也有他的灵帮助我们。
It doesn't matter what situations I am in, there's always His words and His Spirit there helping us.
请原谅我多用一点点时间，我想唱一首诗歌给弟兄姊妹们听。
I want to use a little bit more time. I would love to sing a little hymn to brothers and sisters.
很快的唱一下，我尽我所能能够唱准它。
Really, really quickly, and I will try to do my best.
诗歌152首。诗歌是152首，我是七个音后我就可以唱。
我们的诗歌。So it's hymn 152。
这也是因为诗歌最少的言语、最少的文字能够表达最深的感觉。一点时候，主就回来，我们就要不再流落，迎接我们归家云外。他说已被天上居所。
Thank the Lord. I'm very eager to come up. 跟大家分享，我这两个月在台湾，神真的有他的带领，还有他的供应。To share with you guys the past 2 months, that the Lord had greatly supplied me when I was in Taiwan.
我首先读下那个提摩太后书四章十七节。
So I want to first read Second Timothy chapter 4, 四章第几节。
唯有主站在我旁边，加给我力量，使我福音。被我尽都传明，外邦人都听见。第四章十七节，提摩太后书。
Okay, Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 17. But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, so that the message might be preached fully through me, and that all the Gentiles might hear. Also, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion.
我感谢主，我这次是临时决定回台湾。因为我一个60岁的弟弟突然心肌梗塞走了。
So thank the Lord. This time it was a sudden decision that I had to go back to China because my 60-year-old younger brother all of a sudden passed away.
我很遗憾，我去年七月回去的时候打电话给他，他没有接，就断了这个福音的讯息的这个管路。
So I felt very sad that last year, July, I went back and I called him. He didn't pick up the phone, so I didn't get to preach gospel with him before he passed.
我这个弟弟是很有钱，而且在 COVID-19 的时候，在台湾捐献很多百万给政府。
So this younger brother of mine, he has lots of wealth and riches. During COVID-19, he donated a lot to the country of Taiwan.
但是很遗憾哦，这样子一个好人没有信主，
but it's
最终还是就像圣经说的，恶人就是不认识我的人。
So it's very sad that this worldly standard good person, at the end, he still doesn't know the Lord, and he will be in the Bible's definition
the evil one.
So as the Bible said in Revelation, that at the end, the hellfire and all that will be his portion.
我也跟他的太太，我弟媳妇交通到他们家。看见他们家全部都是西藏的那个喇嘛，对，都是那一些偶像，都是很好的餐的家具。
So I felt very sad when I went to visit my sister-in-law. When I walk into their house is fully decorated with the idols from Tibet. Quite expensive, but fully decked out in idols.
感谢主哦，我也没有放弃，我继续跟我弟媳妇交通。他不知道是圣灵的感动，还是他自己觉得那些是一个捆绑。他说他的所有的东西都要清除掉。
So thank the Lord that I continue to preach to my sister-in-law, and maybe it was the Lord touching her heart. She sensed that all the idols in the house felt like a chained over her, so she decided to clear everything out.
我有时候觉得神给我两个月时间，真的在台湾的福音事工真的是不够的。
Sometimes I felt even 2 months in Taiwan, it wasn't enough time for me to preach the gospel.
因为我有时间要跟他们讲，他们没有时间，就很容易这样错过。
Because a lot of times when I want to meet them to spend time with them, they're busy, then we can't meet for a long time.
他们有钱。太太跟女儿都忧郁症。
So they were very wealthy, but both the husband, which is my sister-in-law, and the daughter, my niece, they both have depression.
真的，只有我们的主是拯救，能够叫他们得释放，不被这一些捆绑。
So it's really our Lord, the one that can set them free, that they can be free of all these bondage.
求主继续训练这一家的灵魂。
So may the Lord continue to remember the souls of that house.
我很感谢主，我这次回去，我之前说过，我姐姐到79岁，啊，信主在台湾。
这是上次。
我大姐。
你是这次回去信？
我这次回去台湾，她现在82岁，她79岁的时候在台湾信主。
So thank the Lord that a few years ago my oldest sister.Believe in the Lord at the age of 79.
而且她一直有教会的生活，我很感谢主。
And she's been actively coming and joining the church.
她年纪这么大，礼拜一到礼拜五都去读经，都去教会里面跟弟兄姐妹一起读经，一起祷告，甚至他们有福音的时候，她仍然上街去传福音单在。
So I praise the Lord that even at such old age that she still comes to read the Bible and go to Bible study Monday through Friday. And even I heard from brothers and sisters there that when they're preaching the gospel, sometimes she will go out to give tracts.
求主加添，求主赐她身心灵健壮哈，继续在这个福音事工上有份，也给她有负担。
May the Lord strengthen her body that she may continue to do the work of gospel and have burden for it.
另外一件事情就是我另外一个弟弟也是很有钱，他们也是拜偶像。
So I have another brother who is also very, very wealthy, who is also worshipping idol.
因为他们的行业，我说出来大家可能会觉得就是做殡仪业的。
So because of his his occupation, they are the funeral home. He serviced in the funeral homes.
在台湾有很多的这种，怎么讲，就是那种，很多的什么念经啊，什么什么，他们都可以拿到钱。
So because in Taiwan, during a funeral, there are many, many idol worshipping related service, and because they can get money from that, so they are associated with all sorts of idols services for a funeral.
他们很多钱，但是忽略了跟儿女之间的关系，所以我弟弟的女儿，她也得了忧郁症。
So because they are very wealthy, they work hard, that they overlook their family, so...The niece from that brother also has depression.
他在主里已经十几年，但是已经有好多年没有去聚会，甚至有一年都关在自己的房间里面不出门。
So that niece had believed in the Lord for many years, but she doesn't attend to any church services. And even to one point, for one whole year, she locked herself in her room and she will not come out.
感谢主让我听见，也让我看见，我去了他家，敲了门。
So thank the Lord that I was able to hear this news, so I went to their house and knocked on her door.
我说，碧云，你开门，让姑姑抱抱你。
I told her, I called her name and told her to open the door so auntie can give you a hug.
感谢主哦，到底是他的儿女，还是这些因着我们的一点点的关心，他开门了，他让我抱抱。
So,Thank the Lord that she's still God's daughter, so she felt touched maybe, and she opened the door and let me give her a hug.
在这台湾两个月的时间，有八次的机会，我带她去了四个教会。
So my 2 months in Taiwan, there are 8 Sundays. So out of 4 of them, I took her to try 4 different assembly places.
也借着教会弟兄姐妹的的一个信息，带她找到了。最终我要回来前，他们找到了他们家附近的一个教会，他开始回去聚会。
So thank the Lord that before I left, she was able to finally pick a place, a church to go to, right before I nearby her house right before I left.
所以我们说，我们神爱我们是爱到底的。
So I say that when the Lord loves us, He truly loves us to the end.
他因着他名的荣耀，他是拯救我们到底，赦罪我们到底。
For the glory of His name, He will save us to the uttermost.
我很感谢主哦，在台湾这种交通很方便的这种大环境里面，我跟一个纽泽西回去去的姐妹，我们有一些的一些姐妹有一些同工。
So, thank the Lord that the transportation in Taiwan was so convenient. So I had some service with a sister who also went back from New Jersey.
特别是我一个应该是叫表弟，他也是拜偶像的，然后我去他家去传福音。
So I have another cousin who also worships idol, and I went to his house to preach the gospel.
因为他的妈妈就是我的婶婶，我跟他传福音，他说你这样子讲，那妈妈起来的时候不是要骂我。啊、妈妈已经走了。
So his aunt, his mom is my aunt. So when I preached the gospel to him, he said, if I believe in you, when I see my mother in death, she's going to yell at me.
我很感谢主，借着那财主跟拉萨路的故事，我就讲给他听。
So thank the Lord that I was able to share with him the story of the rich man and Lazarus.
我说妈妈现在就像财主。
So,
他想要福音传到上面去，但是没有人能够，但是神说我已经传福音了，他自己在这种硫磺热风烈火里面他不能，但是他希望神派一个人去传福音，我说我就是那一个。
I shared with him the story of Lazarus and the rich man and how the rich man was tortured in hell, and he wantedto send someone back to his family who's still currently living to repent, but he wasn't able. But I am the person that God sent to the family so you can repent, so you don't have to go through what the rich man is going through.
我们不要傻到说我们 没有得救的人在下面的时候 好像不敢陷阱，不敢走这一条路。
We shouldn't let being afraid of the someone who already passed away, to be a hindrance for us to believe in the Lord.
也许他们就在地狱里面，希望福音传到上面的。
Because maybe they are right now being tortured in Sheol, hoping that you will believe the gospel, so you don't have to go through the same thing.
我想感谢主，我在一个公园里面看到一个妈妈带着一个蒙古镇的孩子。
什么是蒙古镇？
蒙古镇。
Oh, okay. So at a park, I saw a mom with a child with Down syndrome.
我们天父就像爱我们一样。即使他的儿子在外人看起来好像一种羞辱，但是他愿意在公开的场合，在那边公园里面跟他的孩子跳舞。
So I praise the Lord. Even though other people may think that it's shameful to have a child like her child, but she was openly dancing with the kid in the park.
我也鼓励他去教会，我说这是一个大的家庭，你的是有限的，但是大家庭的爱能够包容你的孩子。
I encourage her to go to church to have a bigger family for yourself and also for your child.
我们也碰到一个人，他呢，我们买东西，我们说请你帮我们看，因为我们看你是好人。
So there was one time we went shopping and we asked a person passerby to ask the person to look and pick for us because we think that you're a good person.
那个人也很可爱，他说我也是看你们是好人才帮你们看。
And that person replied, "It's because I think you're a good person, then that's why I'm helping you right now."
我跟他传福音。
So I preached the gospel to that person.
他有软弱，他说我已经。拜拜，六十年的，我说，他说我现在要改是非常不可能。
She told me that she had worshipped idols for 60-70 years. For me to change now is kind of impossible.
当我跟他讲福音的时候，他说他可以考虑。
But when I continue to preach, she said she will consider. So praise the Lord.
虽然他是希望我们交通是除了信仰以外的其他的事情。但是我的心里是福音的负担，我要跟他交通是讲信仰。
Even though she was hoping to change topic, but thank the Lord that my burden was to preach the gospel to her.
其实这两个月在台湾，我觉得神真的开了一个福音的合场，让我看到福音真的很大很大，这个地狱要传的真的很大很大。
So,This 2 months, the Lord really opened my eyes to see a big harvest field for gospel, that it's really, really big and grand.
就像刚才那个摩律师讲的约翰书里面说，你应当一心归向我。
Just like our brother Marie said that in the book of Joel, that we need to repent.
其实我们把我们的心向神的事工有一个忠心一个托付一个使命感去做的时候，神的新奇环境让我们去经历。
So when we have a heart, to want to offer our service to the Lord will raise up situations for us.
我们计划常常会失败，但是神的计划都是最好，他会安排一切。
Often our plans may not work fully, but the Lord's plan is always perfect, and He will plan out everything for you.
我很感谢主。希望这两个月在台湾这个福音真的是就像说撒种是我们浇灌跟成长的都在乎神。
So thank the Lord that this 2 months I was able to preach a lot of gospel just like the Bible said that hoping that one will sow the seed and one will water.
我们都要成为神的见证，福音让人不但不听到福音也看到福音。
So we all need to be testimony for the Lord thatOthers may not just hear the gospel, but also see the gospel.
虽然会有很多的难处，但是我们要有受苦的心智，花我们的时间，就像那个讲的，我们的所有的，我们的眼睛、耳朵、手脚，都是奉献给神。
Even though there might be difficulties, but we need to offer our eyes, our hand, our feet, everything to the Lord for Him to use.
我们要知道，他说审判是从神的家起手。
So that we will understand how to begin with the household of God.
但愿有一天我们交账的时候，都真的是交得高高兴兴，不会忧忧愁愁的。
So may we, when we have fellowship, we are truly in joy and happiness instead of sorrow.
再次对牧师说，把心给我，但愿我们把最好的献给我们的主。
So just like the Lord asks us to give Him our heart, may we offer our best to the Lord.
求主借着我们复兴他的事工。
May the Lord use us to revive His work. Thank the Lord.
My mother says she's short. Can you see Spanish?
He is here in who? He is here in who, right? He is here, 兄弟姊妹们，替我祷告，救我的性命。我九十三摔倒。摔倒的梦不停下，住院住8个月，喝水4个月，一点饭粒都不会吃。
我帮你翻译一下好不好？
谢兄弟姐妹们每天替我祷告，后来呢就会开始感谢天父，感谢上帝。
我帮你翻译。
我不会说话，因为我在福建呢是个乡巴佬。
Our sisters say thank you, brothers and sisters, for praying for her. She fell last year and she couldn't eat or drink, and it was thank you for everyone's prayer to help her to be able to stand here.
我是在福建，我是个乡巴佬。
So at back in hometown Fujian, I am a farmer.
种田的。
So I farm.
来美国的学了几句普通话。
So when I came to the New York, when I came to the States, that's when I learned how to speak Mandarin.
当我第一次摔倒之前，医院里住院，不懂的世界，看不见你的。
So when at the first time I fell, I was in the hospital for 10 days. I couldn't see from my eyes.
后来也是耶稣姐妹们来帮我祷告，把我眼睛张开。
So it was the Lord Jesus by the prayer of our brothers and sisters that I was able to open my eyes.
不会说话。
But I still couldn't speak.
不会喝水。
I can't drink. I can't eat.
第一次摔倒四天的时候。
That's the first time, 10 days.
第二次摔倒呢，那更不行了，更不。
The second time I fell was even worse.
有点动，这个脚腿不摔断，腰不摔断。
So I broke.
进院抢救的时候呢，十天呢还是一个木头。
So I was unconscious for 10 days. I fell.I hurt my skull and I broke my leg, my back and everything. I was just like a vegetable on the bed and without conscious.
现在呢，我好了，好起来，感谢姐妹们、兄弟们来天天来帮我祷告。
So now I feel better. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for praying for me. So I was able to open my eyes. I can speak. So then when I recovered, I was able to finally drink, but I can only drink water. So for 5 months, I was only drinking water. I couldn't eat any solid.
住院的时候呢，每天呢，就是儿子、媳妇有时候全家来看我三餐，来喂点开水给我吃。
So when I was in the hospital, then my son and my daughter-in-law will come and take care of me every day. My 3 meals was them feeding me water.
那时候5个月了啊，住院5个月。
5 months I was in bed.
一点都不动。
I can't move my leg for that whole 5 months. I have no feeling. So I was like a log.
还有就五兄弟啊，几妹妹那里看我，就睡得跟木头人一样。
I know our brothers and sisters came, but I was just like a log. I couldn't move. Thank you.
我就是命啊，今年93岁了。
So I am 93. It's truly Jesus who saves my life. It's really because of the work of brothers praying for us and the Lord saving me. So I came empty-handed, but I came to give thanks to my Heavenly Father and brother and sisters here.
以后我们这里教会里有开窗的时候啊，我一定来感谢耶稣教会食堂的这中餐，好不好？
Every time when we have meals, we will come sit together. I'll bring some snack for us when we have meal time. And thank everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm not eloquent. Because I was uneducated. Thank you, brother and sisters, for saving me. I'm 93. Thank the Lord. I want to thank everyone. I've been fellowshipping here for many years. Many are newcomers. The older original brother Enoch and Stella, Sandy and Maurice and Mina and Siming. So today I want to talk about testimony. Back then, me and my husband, we got married at Elmhurst.
Christian testimony.
We got married there. So we've been meeting there.
然后突然有一天呢，林山刚Bellman 他就跟我们讲说，这里聚会哦太复杂了，太多人了。
So one day, Bearman Lin told me that the Elmhurst Fellowship, too many people, it's hard to park.
So he told me that the Elmhurst Fellowship, too many people, it's hard to park.
So he told us there's a very nice place in Long Island, nice view, and you can park your car.
那我们想都没想就去了。
So we didn't even think, so we went.
然后这样一个很好环境的地方就出了问题了。
So at this very nicely looking place, we ran into some issue.
什么问题？弟兄们就相咬相吞。
So what was the issue? It was when the brothers were bickering against each other.
有人就说都要做长老。
Everybody wants to be the elder.
Yeah. 然后我们呢，我们就。有一天呢，我们就在想说，我们是应该换教会。
So one day we thought that we switch to another meeting place.
我们就跟我们家弟兄讲，你去 shop around， 去看看哪一个比较。
So I told my brother, my husband to go shop around.
所以他就开始去几个地方去聚会。
So he started trying out and meet with a couple of assembly place.
然后他来到这里聚会。
And finally he came here.
有人跟他介绍陈师母。
So at that time someone introduced him to our sister Olive.
So 你们都是山东人。
It says you both are from Shandong.
两个人说的话就是只有一个词 ,hi, hi.
That all they said was hi to each other.
然后就问他说那我们你到底看的哪一个好
?So I asked him, which one do you think you like?
记得那个在老方人的好不好
?How about the one in Laburnum?
他说你不会喜欢。
He said, I don't think you will like that place.
可是有一次形势所急，我们就说好，不管，我们今天就去疯人聚会。
But there was one time we were short on time, so we just decided on the wind that we're gonna come to meet at the one at Laburnum.
我们全家四个人。
So four of us, our family.
我从今那个地方在旧家哦，不是这里旧的那个 library 的地方。
At that time, it was only just the old house, the library house.
没有很多人，是一个 L 型，大概三十几个人聚会。
So it wasn't that many people, it was just roughly 30 people.
我回家了。
I felt like I came home.
我没有不喜欢，我觉得我回家了。
I didn't feel like I disliked the place. I felt like I came home.
Yeah.然后那时候因为陈弟兄在这里开始聚会。
At that time also, our brother Christian Chen also started to meet here.
然后就我们就从那一天我们就没有离开。
So since that day, we haven't left.
感谢主。因为我们去 我们从 MS 去长岛聚会没有祷告。环境好。就是有人这样推销我们就去了。
Thank the Lord that when we left Elmhurst to go to Long Island, we didn't ask the Lord. We just heard someone said it looks good, so we just went.
来这里是我们经过祷告。
And coming here, we went through many prayers.
And 又经过我们实地来了，那种感觉就是主让你觉得你回家了。
And we came here ourselves, and we felt like we were home.
开始是很没有主日学，没有儿童主日学。
At that time, there was no Sunday school.
小孩子他们从最小的三四岁到大一点的十几岁都在一起。
At that time, the younger ones, 3-4 years old, all the way to teenagers, everyone was together.
那时候最早是早上9点我们东文聚会。
So at that time, the Chinese group gathers at 9 a.m.
然后十点半我们播饼。
And then 10:30 is Lord's table.
And then 播完饼英语聚会。
And then after the breaking of bread, it will be the English fellowship.
我们没有什么中翻英，英翻中。
We didn't have all the translation.
但是弟兄姊妹聚着真好。
But it was pleasant when brothers are dwelling together in unity.
然后慢慢后来呢？我想，怎么那些人从 New Jersey 开一个多钟头的车来聚会
？Then I was very shocked to hear people driving an hour from New Jersey all the way here to meet with us.
我到现在还记得很清楚陈弟兄讲的一句话。
But to this point, I still remember very clearly our brother Christian Chen said.
聚会不是在你家巷口有教会你就去哈。
The meeting place is not,
不是方便。
It's not for convenience.
你的家的 corner 有教会你就去哈。
It's not right around the corner of your house, then you just go.
要有主的带领。
But it needs the leading of the Lord.
感谢主在这里受，真的是受教育。我们就是从祷告，很多的祷告，礼拜二的祷告，一大堆的祷告。
The word that was really taught here.For many things, including Tuesday night prayer.
慢慢的，我们跟主的关系才好，就是说亲密起来。
So slowly, then I started to grow closer to the Lord.
然后才想到为什么这为什么要聚会。
And then I thought, why do I meet?
那是个见证的问题。
It's for testimony.
不要你，主要叫你干嘛？
我
救你干嘛
？Why did the Lord save you?
你们要问问题的话，我很多问题的。我的女儿，我的小女儿是一个特殊教育的孩子。
So I have many questions. My younger daughter, she's a special
need.
Special need.
Yeah. Special need. Yeah. 人家讲，那你干嘛？对不对？不是主的引导，不是主的保守，不会到今天。
It were not for the Lord's leading and protection, I wouldn't come to where I am today.
对不起，我拷贝陈弟兄的话，点好。我又说一次陈弟兄的话。
Sorry, I have to mention Brother Christian Chen one more time.
你不要以为信主不是大户也是小贵。
Don't think that when you believe in the Lord, you are either going to be very wealthy or a little bit rich.
没有这样的事。
That's not true.
这些年信主给我什么
？These many years after believing the Lord, what did I get?
有一个方向。
I got a direction.
不是诗歌唱吗？他没有应许天色常蓝。
Just like our hymn said that he never promised the sky will always be blue.
但是他应许我们什么？生活有力。
But he promised us the strength of the day.
可生活没有力气的时候，弟兄姊妹有力气。
So when I feel like.I am out of strength in my daily life. The brothers and sisters around me, they have strength.
我觉得我没有方向的时候
When I feel like I'm lost.
以赛亚书三十章二十节
Isaiah 30, chapter 30, verse 20.
他说，以信心足以啊，艰难给我为饼，痛苦给我为食。但是一件事情什么？我的教师不再隐藏。也许你从前是读圣经读什么，但是现在教师不隐藏，他在我背后告诉我，这是正路，你当走在其中。
So verse 20 reads, and though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teacher will not be moved into a corner anymore, but your eyes shall see your teachers.That the Lord will be behind me and telling me to go left or right.
谁会告诉我应该怎么做？
Who will tell me what to do?
我要信谁？
Who do I listen to?
因为我知道我信的是谁，也相信他是可以，我可以交托他的。
Because I know who I believe and I know that he is able.
所以我把我们自己，把我们的家交托给主。
So I lift myself and my household into the Lord.
And 我在这节这我家弟兄摔跤就全瘫了。
So this time, my husband he fell and then now he is in a wheelchair.
所以我就是一路学习什么？他没有给我最好的吗？有，他给我最好的道路。
So along the way I am learning.Just like, did the Lord give me the best? Yes, he gave me the best husband.
没有发过一次脾气。
He never got angry.
只有主的生命在里面。
Only the life of the Lord.
但是、哦、感谢主，这些年我自己也学习了很多很多很多事。
Thank the Lord that these years I also learned a lot.
因为我的教师在背后告诉我，这条是正路，我应当继续走。
Because my teacher is behind me and telling me that this is the right way walking it.
他没有离开我。
He didn't leave me.
甚至在我要做傻事的时候，他都没有离开。
Even when I about to do something silly, he will not forsake me.
我看见他。
I've seen him.
所以我相信他要我如此不是我的丈夫是他的子女。
So I believe that he wants me to serve my husband this way. It is his will.
And 我也感谢主，让我真的是生活在身体里面。
And I want to thank the Lord that He allowed me to live in the body.
因为主的生命是丰富的。
Because the body life is abundant.
感谢主，也感谢弟兄姊妹愿意一同来学习这个身体是生活。
Thank the Lord that thank the brothers and sisters to allow me to learn the life living in the body.
我们要向人见证主在我们当中。
So we need to all testify that the Lord is among us.
这是我们要见证的。Yeah, 主在我们当中。
That He is among us.
所以让人看到主，不是看到我自己。Okay?
So that we see the Lord and not ourselves.
Thank you.
Thank the Lord.
感谢主，弟兄姐妹好。
Thank the Lord, greeting brother and sister.
中国福建福州的那行乡下的。
I am also from Fujian, and I am also a farmer, and I am also uneducated.
我没有上学，没有读过书，不会讲话。
So I've never gone to school.
请主怜悯我们，求弟兄姐妹包容我们，我们为主做见证。2004年讲起。我得了癌症，胰腺癌。
2004年。So 2004, here's my testimony. 2004, I had a breast cancer.
医生说晚期了，太迟了，救不来了。
The doctor said it's last stage, it's too late, there is no saving.
我时间问题没有讲细节哈，讲足的见证。那个时候检查出来，我亲戚啊，我小姑啊，我侄儿啊，还有我老家，我从小是住同样区，老家有和我来往，就是叫我要去开刀。
So I'm gonna keep it short, keep all the detail away. So at that time, I talked to everyone. Everyone told me to go through operation still.
我那个时候是49岁。
At that time, I was 49.
我就是说问医生有没有药剂，医生说有。
I asked the doctor, is there another way? Can I take medication only?
我想主席啊，中央里面这么多干部都治不好癌症，治我这小小的毛虫啊，就好。我心里想，我最亏欠的就是亏欠主耶稣。
So I felt that there are so many more important people and they can't fight through cancer. I am just a little nobody. I am not worthy of the treatment. So I felt the most sorry for it.
我那个时候想，21岁信耶稣，天天心里想为主做见证，家里困难，每天都是做生意。
So I believed in the Lord when I was 21.I wanted to give testimony for the Lord, but I never had time because we're working hard for
living. 心里祈祷就是主啊，我为你做无声的见证，我不能为你做见证，为什么我家里穷啊？要帮助家庭。
So, I keep telling the Lord that I will give you silent testimonies because I don't have time to give a vocal testimony.
那个时候。我就是心里想，我最欠的就是主耶稣，能帮他做见证。
When I found out I was sick, the only one that I felt super sorry for was the Lord Jesus, because I never gave a testimony for him.
检查出来呢，医生是心下的，就是说博士给你检查了，拆刺漏拔出来嘛。我说这个检查真不真？他说千真万确的。
So they test me with biopsy and they did one exam. So I asked him how accurate is it? And then the person said very accurate.
我想时间不多了，我就是到主流医院，在福州主流医院里面，我心里想不要治，我去传福音。
So keep the story short, when I officially got into the hospital about to get operation, then I had a thought in my heart that I shouldn't do the operation, I should preach the gospel.
那时候星期住医院，我没有住里面，我到处跑。 去医院楼上楼下五楼灯塔。
I was taken into the hospital, but instead of staying in bed, I was running all over the place trying to preach gospel.
说什么说耶稣会救你？我说耶稣会复活的生命吞噬死亡的生命，我听到都是这样子。
So I told everyone that the reviving life of the Lord will save you guys.
我一个生产队里面，名字叫大英。他也在里面，也在住，主六月他住五楼，我住三楼。
So, one of my colleague also was in the hospital. She was on floor five. I was taken in for floor three.
我对他说：“大英啊，快快信耶稣，你时间不多了。”他说
：“So I told her, hurry up, believe in Jesus. You don't have much time.”
他说：“你信耶稣也是生癌。”
She said, but you believe in Jesus, you still have cancer.
我今天在这里已经化疗了，就活一天挣一天。你不开刀，你就是明天就是在什么火那个灰化火架嘛。他说，你快到火架了，你再就是说耶稣好，我从来听你说耶稣好，什么好？你又说生癌了。
So I told her that every day I live now, I gain as another day, but every day you live, you're getting closer to the hellfire.
她说我老公的妹妹也哭，我哥哥的侄儿也哭，全家人都哭，我也哭。她说你哭什么？我哭什么？我哭你没有悔改呀，耶稣宝贝呀。
So everyone was crying around me, and then I started crying, and she thought, why are you crying? Aren't you believing the Lord you saved? I said, I'm crying because you didn't get saved. You need to repent.
她说你哭，我问她你哭什么？我哭你没有福气。刚刚儿子才都结婚了。你又就死了，我哭你没有福气。我说我福气比你大。
So I was crying to her to say that she didn't have a good luck, that good blessing that your son just got married, but now you're about to die.
我说人活着不是为自己活，为耶稣活。我活的死了有天堂，活的在这个世界每天都是劳碌碌，每天都是做事情，死得更好啊。
I told her that living is not just for yourself. When I pass away, I still have heaven. But when you live for yourself, all you do is work hard every day. And now you pass, and you're just gonna pass for nothing.
晚上八个人住那个一个房间。
So in the hospital, there are eight patients in one room.
星期四晚上我住里面。星期五开刀。
Thursday night, Friday was my operation.
姐妹呀、啊，你这里晚上医生来这里，你嘻嘻笑笑的，晚上这么哭、啊，你自己哭自己呀、啊？他说你会笑吗？我是笑。
There was someone in my room on Thursday night. I asked her in the morning, I see you laughing so happily. Why at night you cry? She said you don't cry. I said I don't.
他说明天你去开刀了，你。会笑，我就服你耶稣好。我说耶稣说好就是好。
She said, well, tomorrow is your operation, and if tonight you will laugh, then I will truly believe that your Lord Jesus is good. And I said, yes, if the Lord said I'm good, and I will be good, and I will smile.
医生说要十几万，我说以两千钱，我两千钱够就够了，我还有钱剩下来。你听属于说的，医生说，我听心里面灵对我说的。
So at that time, the doctor charged me a very high fee, but I told the doctor that I only have 2,000. And
那个时候我儿子刚刚出国，又欠了别人高利贷钱，有利息。
At that time,
我说死了要花了十几万，死了就死了。
So at that time, my son just left to come to the United States, and I thought.I would rather die than putting more debt on my son for this operation.
到时候当第二天早晨开刀，我对医生说，医生一定要插尿管嘛。我说不要插，我们没有住院。
So the second day they need to insert.
他说你为什么不住院？我说两千钱足够我治好了。
So I rejected the treatment that the doctor was going to give me.
剩下的医生说， 你什么都检查了，你不信医生，你信自己，耶稣，我是信耶稣啊。我说没有，我如果没有生命，你救我，主如果接我去，你救我好，我在外面有车祸、火祸、有水祸，什么祸都有啊。
So the person that the doctor had performed a medical exam on you, and you don't believe the doctor's report, you believe in your Lord Jesus.And I said, yes, even if I get healed by you guys, when I walk out of this door, I might still run into other fatal stuff. So nothing is guaranteed.
就是主耶稣给我生命，你借你手，就是我不开刀，吃的家里人也不过，他家里人全家人叫我开刀，我不开也不行。星期五我早晨有注意剩下的医生说，我祈祷你阿妹，他说可以。
So that morning, everyone in the household wanted me to do operation, even though I don't want to, but I had to listen to my whole family. So that morning at the operation table, I told the doctor, if I pray, can you say amen? And then the doctor said yes, so I pray, and the doctor said amen.
就是我祈祷他阿妹，他就是开刀开了，他我不插你管嘛，他说你很硬，不插你管，等一下插跟加钱了，我加钱就加钱，我不要加钱，我回家。
So there were some pre operation procedures that I rejected, and the doctor was surprised and said, if you do it later, it's going to charge you more. And I still believe I don't need it. 三个人在里面开刀，
一个人肝癌，一个人胃癌，他两个先开，我在那边看，我在唱诗歌。
So at that, in the operation room, there were three operations happening at the same time.The two were going first, so I was just standing there waiting for my operation. I was singing him.
我就是唱诗歌叫医生啊，病人啊，我说，是要耶稣，是要耶稣，人人都是要耶稣，要脱罪当时要做，要免沉重的人生也是要耶稣。
So that's the hymn I sang, and basically you think you need Jesus, you need Jesus.
等一下，就，然后人家在里面开刀。他说刚癌晚期了，开了就分了。
So when they opened the person up, then the person fainted.
医生说今天三个人都是晚期的，我最后开。
Everyone had cancer in the operation room, and they're all late. All three patients are late stage.
当开刀开下来，我半麻没有全麻嘛。他说，他去主流医院优先的在里面评估嘛。
So I only had a partial anesthesia. So when they first opening up, they say they need to examine first.
评估出来就是他说良性的，他这个人很奇怪呀。
So、
他说
they,
他说耶稣救当然真的耶稣救他。
So when they opened me up and they went for exam and they say, oh, it's actually just a tumor, not cancer. So.They say it's really Jesus that saved her. This one who kept on saying about Jesus.
等一下，剩下的医生把我手举起来，天天笑脸就是吞吃死亡。我说耶稣吞吃死亡不是笑脸。
They say this happy patient, she laughs all the time. So her laughter eat away the death. And I said, no, it's Jesus that took.
感谢主怜悯我们这样如痴如土的人，主这样爱，不离不弃爱我们。
Thank you.
我很多很多见证。水祸也见过，车祸也见过，一点都没有受伤。
So thank the Lord that for a person like this, the Lord will love me so much. I have so many more testimonies.
今年活了21年了。
But the Lord saved me through many, many different situations.
前两年在这里又开刀。
Letting me live another 20 years.
还有2006年还有一次子宫癌，我不开。
So I had another diagnosis of cancer, and I chose not to take the operation. And the Lord saved me.
2006年，主有话对我说，在马太福音，我祈祷有一点担心，开刀了。他就说，马太福音是一章，十节嘛，话劳苦，挑重担，可以到我。
At that time, when I was praying about whether to get operation, the word came to me is all who are heavy labor can come to me.
我就是那时候，我是就这样当。他那次2004年开刀没有癌了，2006年还有生癌，什么癌这么多，我不看。 就是不开。
So I chose not to do operation.
就是不开，只能 也没有关系。到这里到美国检查，什么癌都没有。
But and then when I came here to the States, I did all the exam. There was no cancer in me.
去年前两年嘛，2002年嘛，就3月30号又是说癌，我就不怕了，什么癌这么多，我是新癌的冠军啊，没有癌的。
So last year, I was also told I had another cancer, and I thought maybe my body is a champion for coming up with cancer, but fake cancer.
在这里医院，在长老院开一刀。
So then I also went through operation.
感谢主，不离不弃爱我们。
Thank the Lord for loving me.
这位主没有偏待你，人人在主里面全副一样亲，在主里面主没有轻这个重那个，就是我们没有信心，有信心祈祷。主救我和我们同在，感谢主恩典。就是这位主最宝贝，你人人都要相信这位主，
so
就是他复活的生命，吞吃死亡的生命，你只有信心信，主就和你同在。主耶稣胜过世界，胜过阴间的权柄，都胜过了我们。他的道路，
victorious over
他的道路高过我们的道路，他的意念高过我们的意念，感谢主，主怜悯我们。对呀、啊，我跟你弟兄姐妹不要学我们这样最坏最坏的人，主这样爱我们，你这样有知识的人，有为主做见证，为主讲这么多，
讲大，
特别爱你们，感谢主。
But we have to know that the Lord really loved us.
感谢主。
Let's close with prayer.
我们做一个结束祷告。
Father, we thank you for these wonderful testimonies.
我们谢谢你我们听到这么美好的见证。
Truly, Lord, you prove you are with us.
你证明你自己是与我们同在。
You're especially with us when we are sharing your good news with others.
特别你我们把我们的好的见证跟弟兄姐妹这个分享的时候，你与我们同在。
So Lord, we want to take that good example of our sisters who are sharing your gospel.
我们要特别，我们要这个要学习我们这个这个红姊妹她交通这个她这个她传福音。
May we give ourselves to you that we can be a testimony of your life.
我们但愿能够我们也自于成为能够这个为你做见证。
We thank you for your life and your body and that we can learn from one another.
特别我们感谢你在你的生命在你的这个这个身体里面。
Pray in Jesus' name.
我们感谢主。
Amen.